All right, it is Christmas week. Christmas week brings the hope of a white Christmas. The hope of a white Christmas really is basically, and this is no joke, the hope of a white Christmas, I do believe, is dead in the water. And by water, I mean, of course, I don't think there'll be any rain or anything like that, but I don't think we'll have a white Christmas. I'll jump out on that limb. But before we jump out on that limb, we say hello to Pat Pagano and say, Pat, I don't know why you don't like your Christmas tree, because I think it is one of the most perfectly balanced Christmas trees I've seen, and I think the white lights look great on it.
Yeah, you do?
Absolutely. I think because you've got the white walls, okay?
Right.
You've got the different ornaments on it. I just think it really is a gorgeous tree.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, to me, it wasn't one of my favorites as far as the decorating. The tree itself, as far as a live tree.
Perfect.
I mean, yeah, do you believe that?
You can't.
I mean,
it's perfect. The dimensions are all exact, and it really looks nice with the red floor covering around it as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, from that standpoint, it was $100. You know, and I told you we went to Pomona for it, but it's now what? It's going on 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's drinking water, you know, so I'm watering it every day, but hardly any needles fell off, and it's a perfect, it was very extremely manageable to get in from the yard into the stand and up. The trees in the past, the real ones in the past, were very difficult, very difficult.
I just think the dimensions on it, and even the way the limbs come off.
Yes,
everything is in perfect. It was concentric, and everything is perfect.
Right. Yeah, I do like that about it. That I like about it. I'm just not crazy about wild all white lights. You know, I know a lot of people do it and use it. I'm not crazy about it. I would like to have either multicolor. I'd like to have some sort of a theme. Like, to me, I do like red, green, and white. A lot of people do not. I don't have a problem with gold and white. I don't have a problem with blue and green. You know, things like that. So, we'll see. You know, maybe next year I'll do a theme. But that's done. Still wrapping presents. I think the shopping is pretty much finished.
Well, my shopping begins this afternoon.
Yeah, and that's no problem. He goes online and gets the gift cards, and that's the end of that. Yeah. Well, I did a few of those this year. And I did send you your countdown to a white Christmas.
Yep.
And I believe I gave you a five?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's too high.
Well, you know, here it is. As the little banner says, snowing on Christmas. It didn't say accumulation. It says snowing on Christmas. And I think we will get some snow coming down on Christmas, but I don't know if it's going to accumulate. I really don't. It looks kind of light right now. We'll take a look at the models in a second. But today, the last day of fall, will be sunny, 35 to 40. It'll be clear tonight, near 20. And then tomorrow, winter arrives at 11:59 a.m. Sunshine, low 40s. Sun and clouds, low 40s Wednesday. Partly sunny and windy, middle 30s on Thursday. On Friday, we have a front that will be flying through the area from the northwest to the southeast. That could give us some rain or snow showers. That's on Friday, Christmas Eve. So if you recall back last week, that was what the Euro was forecasting right along, a chance of snow showers. And it was the American model that was forecasting a snowstorm and then backed off. As far as Christmas Day, there's a warm front approaching. And that could bring in a little snow, but a mixed bag. I think it is going to be on the light side. And I'm going to take a look right now because the new American model has now come in. So we'll take a look at that. And we'll see what kind of amounts it's forecasting. I have my doubts with the whole thing, and the reason I say that, by the way, the Euro for Christmas Day is forecasting less than 0.25 inch of precip, and they're saying mainly rain. That's what the euro is saying. And now we're just going to, here's the latest American model. The latest American model does this. As of Friday, they have some light snow and snow showers over the area, and they feel that that will continue until lunchtime on Christmas Day. And the American model is giving us 1 to 2 inches from Christmas Eve to Christmas afternoon. And then after that, after 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they change it over to light rain. So that is what the American model is doing. 1 to 2 inches of snow Friday into Saturday, followed by rain Saturday afternoon. If you believe that, I have a bridge for sale in Arizona. Yeah, that's going to change. That's going to change. There's no doubt about it. So we're just going to play by ear, day by day by day by day. And that was it. Had David and Elena over Friday. They came over for their Christmas visit. So we ate. It was very, very nice. Then Saturday, I went to the annual Tappan Christmas dinner. And that was also very, very nice. And then yesterday, I worked and did a couple of things around the house, but that was it. I took it easy yesterday. So that's it. I can't believe we're a week away, less than a week away. Yeah, you believe that, Marshall?
No, no.
And how are you feeling, by the way? How's the leg?
It's sore. And going out in 14-degree weather doesn't help it at all.
Right.
But it's better than, even though it's sore, it feels stronger than the other leg, than the left leg, like which it should, because I have the Achilles tendon in this leg, but it's sore. And but now at night when I'm in bed, there's not as much pain when I roll left or right or right or left in the leg. So I think it's coming along. I think it's going to really outdistance the left leg. I know there's one other thing I can do with the left leg, which is take a couple of more injection treatments of this special blood mixture that they have to see if we can strengthen it a little more. But I think it's in the next month or so, it's going to definitely just outpace the other knee. Yeah, just from what I felt so far. And I'm glad I waited the 4.5 months in between each, because now, if I would have done these closer together, I was planning on doing them within 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Right.
No, it wouldn't have been good. The walking wouldn't have been good. So I'm glad I waited this long, actually, to do it.
Okay, that's good.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I think I'm going to have almost 90% success with the right leg. I don't know about the left leg. Right now, like I said, I'm about 40% less pain, but we'll see. That's because I don't have that tendon. So, and I've got I have a brace that they want me to wear for a little bit once the swelling goes down on the knee. Now, did I tell you how much fluid they pulled out of that knee?
You did not.
My first knee, the left knee, I thought it was amazing. They pulled between 18 and 20 cc's, milliliters, pardon me, of a fluid out of the left knee. Out of the right knee, 44 milliliters.
Double.
44.
Double. So that's got to be why you were in so much pain.
Well, worse than that, they said, how did you walk and bend your leg? So I said, well, my leg only bent by about 2 or 3 degrees. He said, it's amazing that
it
really bent that way. So, but it's all going to work out nice. And one of our favorite listeners this morning, Pat, she tunes us in every morning, Marion Chatfield. It's her birthday today. 95, Marion is today.
God bless her. Happy birthday.
Now, I've known her family my whole life. And Marion used to be a nurse. She's been involved in the community. She's just a... And you know what? She is more active now than I am. Far more active than I am.
Isn't that great? That is very great. You know, we have a priest in our church who just turned 90. He is amazing. His name is Father George. Every Sunday, he has this lady friend that he takes care of. She is 95 too. And he picks her up. He puts her in his car. And he drives to church and escorts her down to the first pew. If he's not saying Mass, he will come back and pick her up and bring her home. What amazes me is he walks down the aisle. He wears no, he does not have any cane or anything. He's up the steps on the altar. He's saying mass. He's doing his homily. He is just up with all the news, and he is 90 and she is 95. And I have been watching these two for several years do the same thing every Sunday.
Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it? It really is incredible. You know, and you just pray that somebody like that, you know, 95 years old, who is venturing out to go to church, you just pray to God that, you know, she doesn't catch any of these viruses or anything like that. You know, it's just, you know, you look at it from the standpoint that she's made it this far, so let's keep going.
You know, it's interesting when you mention the virus. We only have 2 minutes left, but there's so many places now, so many colleges reporting hundreds and hundreds of, across the nation, hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of cases of this new variant. And what some officials are starting to think is that, you know what, it is far more easy to catch, but it's not as deadly as the original or the second variant, that maybe we should treat it like the flu. More and more people are thinking that.
Yeah, I have another suggestion, which I heard someplace else, but forget about reporting to us the amount of positive cases. All we want to know is report to us the amount of hospitalizations. Because truthfully, the amount, I know so many people who are positive and are just quarantined in their home. They're doing what, like you said, what you would do for the flu, and they're coming out of it fine. So there's no need to alarm Americans about how many people are positive. Report to us how many of the people who get this thing are winding up in the hospital. I think that's a more realistic thing.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I had a doctor on last week who said that it's very rare. I mean, you had the plague, which didn't care. It killed whoever it killed. It didn't care if it could replicate. The COVID-19 virus, which this is, wants to live. And the only way it can continue to mutate,
it's gotta kill the human body.
Is the human body. So it's not gonna kill. It's not gonna be like the plague, because it wants to replicate. It's like, right. You know, it's like when the common cold first came out, people probably panicked, you know, a billion years ago. So let's hope that that's the truth, and let's hope that's what this turns into over the course of the winter.
Well, we can only hope.
All right, Pat. Hey, am I the first one to sign on to your possible new services?
You are the second.
Second. All right.
Second. All right. You're second. Yes, and we'll start that up. We'll wait till January 1st to start that up.
All right. Hey, Pat. Have a good day, and we'll check with you mañana.
That sounds good. You take care, Marshall.
Bye bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning on the Breakfast Club.